Pakistani forces fired on U.S. helicopters on the border with Afghanistan yesterday. Nobody was hurt in the incident, but Pakistan is once again upset at the United States. Islamabad says the U.S. choppers had crossed into Pakistan. The Pentagon denies that, and it's demanding an explanation. U.S. forces have repeatedly crossed the border in recent weeks to go after Taliban fighters and other militants based in Pakistan's tribal areas. Pakistan's ambassador in London is the High Commissioner Wajid Shamsul Hassan. Ambassador, the Pentagon says these helicopters were on the Afghan side of the border and are asking for an explanation from Pakistan as to why the choppers were fired on. Can you give us one?
Well, Pakistan has made it very clear that it did not, and it only fires on choppers that intrude into Pakistan's airspace, and they warn them first. And I'm sure the government of Pakistan is very clear on this, and they have not done anything of the sort which has been alleged. And I think they should review their accusation, because sometimes, as in the recent past you have seen, most of the American planes have been intruding into Pakistani territory. And, well, one could not rule out the possibility of a friendly fire or something of the sort.
Was Pakistan, when it fired, shooting to kill, or were these only warning shots?
Well, it must be a blank shot, because Americans are our very trusted allies and we wouldn't like to harm them. And we, as a matter of fact, are getting so much support from them in our war against terror. So why should we go after them? We have told them, and the President himself, President Bush yesterday himself said that he respects Pakistan's sovereignty, territorial sovereignty, and that's it. That's what we want. And that is what we have been insisting in the past as well, that even if you have to, you have to point out where the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda jihadists are hiding so that we could go after them.
That seems to be part of the problem, though. At least if Washington looks at it, and if Americans hearing this realize that Pakistan, over the past 7 years, has been given by Washington $12 billion, as you well know, to put its house in order to try and quell the Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces along the frontier with Afghanistan. Yet today we're hearing that things almost seem more volatile than ever. If, as you say, the United States and Pakistan are trusted allies, what's wrong with the U.S. pursuing its enemies into their safe havens, even if the safe havens are in Pakistan?
You know, it's a matter of timing. If you look at the timing of these incursions and the activities that are going on in that area, that relate not to 7 years that Musharraf had. You know, he received all the $12 billion from the Americans and carried on the war against terror.
This is the previous president.
Yeah, and President Musharraf, he carried on war against terrorism. And he was very selective. He only did it when he was under a lot of pressure to do it. But we are only 6 months in power, and we are committed to war on terror. And we believe that it is a war against us. Our people are getting killed. Our soldiers are getting killed. And so we are very serious about it. We don't want to be deceptive about it. We are clear-headed about it, and we want to fight it out so that our people become safe and they can carry on their economic and other activities as usual, not under threat of terrorism.
When you talk about the time frame of when you're going to be able to clamp down sufficiently on these groups, as you say, you've been in office, this presidency has been in office for 6 months now. What are you looking at in terms of a longer time frame?
Well, when you couldn't do much in 7 years, you must at least give us 2 years to do something which is substantive. And I'm sure that with the government that we have, the sort of popular support it has, it is a very strong government, as a matter of fact, because of the popularity it enjoys among the masses. And once we are able to mobilize the masses, which we are doing, and once they take it to be their own battle to fight terrorism, I'm sure we'll have better results, and it's much sooner than what we had seen in the past.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we appreciate your time. Wajid Shamsul Hassan is Pakistan's High Commissioner in London, what we would call in this country the ambassador to London. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.